Since his return to office, President Trump has issued a series of executive orders against law firms that he accuses of unethical actions. It's all part of Trump's campaign of vengeance against his perceived political enemies. Some of the targeted law firms have fought back, others have cut deals, and the ripple effects of this legal fight are already being felt beyond the boardrooms of big law. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas reports.
In the Oval Office late last month, President Trump announced that the prominent law firm Skadden Arps had reached a deal with his administration. The agreement headed off a possible executive order similar to the ones Trump has issued against other law firms. Under the agreement, Trump said, Skadden would, among other things, provide $100 million in free legal work to causes supported by both the Trump administration and the firm.
We appreciate Skadden's coming to the table. As you know, other law firms have likewise settled the case. And it's a shame what's gone on.
What has gone on, in Trump's telling, is that major law firms have weaponized the justice system and taken actions that undermine America. Part of that, he's argued, is through the firm's pro bono work on what he calls destructive causes, which boils down to the firms representing clients at odds with Trump's own views on everything from the environment and civil rights to immigration and voting. Three other law firms also have struck deals with Trump to avoid punishment.
I've never seen an administration target firms for, their case selections, for the clients they select.
Lourdes Rosado is the president and general counsel of Latino Justice Pearl Def, a New York-based civil rights nonprofit.
And it really does set a very dangerous precedent of political interference in the legal profession.
More than 170 lawsuits have been filed in federal court so far challenging Trump administration policies, frustrating the president and slowing his agenda. In many of those cases, major law firms are working alongside advocacy groups like Rosado's, adding resources and legal firepower.
The administration's attacks on big law firms really create a climate of fear that could deter firms from taking on these very politically sensitive, yes, pro bono cases that are challenging unconstitutional actions right now.
NPR spoke with attorneys at a half dozen organizations that regularly team up with big law firms providing pro bono assistance to challenge government actions or policies. All of them say they have deep concerns about law firms pulling back from pro bono work. Some say it's already happening.
Increasingly, I'm hearing about political considerations being an issue in firms deciding whether they're going to be able to assist.
Dustin Reinders is the legal director of the Texas Civil Rights Project.
But I have been turned down on some recent requests where people have expressed concern about political ramifications, about being involved in immigrant rights work in this time, about being involved in civil rights, voting rights cases, in challenges against the administration.
The pro bono assistance law firms provide can vary from case to case. But it generally includes things like providing attorneys to conduct legal research or providing financial backing to pay for travel, experts, and court costs. For many organizations, that help is vital.
Without the assistance of those extra attorneys, those extra minds, those extra resources, we're able to bring fewer cases. We're able to put less resources in the cases we bring, which can also impact your ultimate likelihood of success.
In other words, if law firms pull back on pro bono work, there likely will be fewer challenges to potentially unconstitutional actions by the government down the road. If that happens, it's not one case or one cause that suffers, says Jennifer Levi from the legal rights organization GLAAD Law.
Like, this isn't just about progressive causes or any particular political stance. This is ultimately about whether the legal system can function the way that it's supposed to.
Levi takes heart from the fact that some law firms are fighting back. Three firms targeted by Trump have sued in federal court. In all three lawsuits, judges have temporarily blocked enforcement of the executive order's punitive measures. Levi says that the legal profession doesn't push back now. The whole idea of equal justice and the justice system is vulnerable. And that, she adds, is something the legal profession can't compromise on. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.